Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We welcome back to our show Bob Walachewski here on Faith Radio. He, of course, hosts the Plugged In Movie Review, heard every Friday morning on our show. And also, he has several resources you can check out. We'll link it up at myfaithradio.com. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Ted and PK. Great to be back on the show.
Well, great to have you back as well. Well, you have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in Hollywood and what new films are coming out. We've seen a lot already on faith films that have come out here in this year, 2014. Is this the year of the Bible in Hollywood, would you say?
Well, a lot of authors and bloggers have dubbed it so. And I can see why. We've had Son of God. We've had God Is Not Dead. We've had Noah, if you want to call that a Bible film. I guess we'll unpack that in just a little bit.
Right.
And the rest of the year, we've got movies like The Song, Mom's Night Out, Heaven Is For Real, Hoovie, Left Behind, another Left Behind, this one starring Nicolas Cage, Persecuted, A Long Way Off, Ragamuffin, and I'm probably missing something. I've once said that for the faith community to really support faith-based movies, they have to know they're in the theater. Because they probably, we can make films fairly well in the Christian community. What we don't do very well is promote them. Mm-hmm. But if the Christian community can just know they can check their paper and basically every time they check, there's going to be something faith-based there, eventually we'll all start supporting it better. And it looks like we're getting close to that. So I'm happy to say that there is a lot coming down the pike this year.
Mm. And Focus on the Family has their film, too, Irreplaceable, that's going to be coming out as well. So we're looking forward to maybe getting a sneak peek at that. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Oh, my. I've seen it already, and it's just a tremendous film. By the way, for our listeners, it is a one night only. This will not be in theaters like for a week or a month or whatever.
Okay.
It's going to do the Fathom Events model. It's May 6th. That's a Tuesday night. One night only. Very similar to how Kirk Cameron handled his monumental and unstoppable films. We're following that model. It worked well, and we think it's going to do. And it really, it's the set up a series called The Family Project, which is very similar to our Truth Project, 12 DVDs, do it in a small group setting, study it, have a company curriculum, and go in it together. But it launches with Irreplaceable on The Family.
Look forward to that. Bob, we know that Hollywood is all about money. That's all the executives, it seems, care about is the profit that a film's going to make. Why, in your opinion, then, has Hollywood greenlighted all these biblically related films this year, do you think?
Yeah, it goes back to 2004 when Mel Gibson had this idea for a new film about Jesus Christ, and he shopped it to a bunch of studios, and all of which he was turned down. They all said, there's been close to 100 films made about Jesus. We don't believe there's a market for it. We don't believe anybody's going to go. And we say no, and no, no, no. He heard no so many times that he finally decided, I'll just do it myself. Took $29 million out of his own bank account. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? Anyways, he was able to do it, bankrolled the film himself. And as many of our listeners know, the film went on to make $612 million. With $29 million investment, you make $612 million. Now, that sounds like a good investment. Now, Hollywood execs that he had already met with and said, I have this idea for a film, you know, were just kicking themselves and go, oh, why didn't we say yes to that film? Why didn't we get it? But they didn't get it. They didn't believe that the faith community would support a film about Jesus Christ. But now, we're 10 years away from that. It's 2014. That movie came out in 2004. We really haven't had a whole lot. We've had a trickle. Mm-hmm. But they have not forgotten that there's an audience. So Hollywood is believing the audience is still out there, and it is still out there. It's trying to figure out where the money is, and they're trying to follow the money. So that's what it's about this year.
And they've seen success of some of the smaller films, too, that Christians have released. And I think they're thinking, well, this is an active market, so they're hoping for great success. So,
well, Courageous,
right.
Fireproof,
right.
Both did in the high $30 million range at the theater, and then when it did very well on DVD, Soul Surfer. was also in that $30 million range. Now, that's nothing. That's not $612 million, but these are films that were made for a lot cheaper that ended up being profitable. And the company said, okay, there is a niche out there. It's somehow, if we can get to that $30, $40 million figure, we can make money. And so, for instance, Son of God, Roma Downing and Mark Burnett did the Bible on for the History Channel. It was the most watched History Channel special of all time. It was totally for free if you had cable, and people watched it along with, you know, Genesis to Revelation, including the Jesus material. Then just in February 28th of this year, they re-released just the Jesus material, and not all of it. It was 3 hours worth in the Bible miniseries, and they cut it down to 2 hours and a few minutes, and re-released 98% of it we'd already seen before if we'd seen the History Channel, and yet it went on to make about $60 million. That's huge.
It is huge. It is
so
huge.
Once again, Hollywood is following the money, and they're going, okay, Son of God, it was free last year, and yet people paid $10 a ticket to go see it. We still don't get this audience, but we want that audience.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, we'll be back with more, because we want to dig in a little bit more to some of these movies and your thoughts about them, too. We're talking with Bob Waloszewski. He's the director of Focus on the Family's Plugged In Department, and you know, of course, PluggedIn.com. We check it off, and we'll be back with more from Bob in just a moment.
It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We're blessed to be talking with Bob Waloszewski here again on Faith Radio. He's in charge of the Plugged In Department at Focus on the Family and the voice of the Plugged In Movie Review. Well, we have to talk about Noah. Now, this has been pretty successful, actually, in the theaters. It came in at number one its first weekend. What are your thoughts on the film, Bob?
You know, it made $44 million, but it took $125 million to make. I do think the film will not be profitable, and yet if they'd have made it for less money, you know, $44 million is, as we've already discussed, a big hunk of change, and usually puts a film in the profitable character or area. But a bigger question, I know what you guys are getting. What do I think about the film as far as content?
Right.
The best I can say about this film, and I will mirror what Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, has said about it. It's nice that people nationally are talking about Noah, talking about the Bible, talking about biblical accuracy right now. Those are good topics. Is the film biblically accurate? Need I say anything more than rock monsters are helping build the ark? No, it's not biblically accurate. Are there some good themes? Would we recognize this movie as being from the Bible that we read regularly? No, we would not recognize it. Are there still some good themes in the movie? Yes. Is it a bit of a mixed bag? Yes. What did we give it for family friendliness? A 2.5 out of 5. That's hardly a 2 solid thumbs up from Focus on the Family.
Well, and they put it all under the category of artistic license, and it can be polarizing for, you know, those some Christians. I'm finding more Christians being polarized even within the Christian community because of it not being a literal interpretation and that it's abusive of the scriptures and that sort of thing. But it's also a great opportunity to open up some dialogue too, I think.
Yeah, PK, I believe that is the movie's strength. And I'll put it this way. I have 2 adult children. Neither one have seen the movie. But if they were to call dear old dad and say, Dad, I would like to go see this movie, and I want to bring a couple non-Christian friends, do you think this would turn them off so bad that it'd be more problematic for them? Or should I bring them or should I not bring them? I'd actually say, bring them. Take them, but prepare them before they go in that the film is not exactly biblically accurate. But then plan on a Starbucks stop after the movie to discuss those bigger eternal themes. Like, is the Bible trustworthy? Did a man named Noah really live? Was there a worldwide flood that destroyed the world at one time, and why? And what is God's plan for redemption then? What was it, and what is it now? And I think it is a good launching pad, and that's the best I can really say about it. Was it even good entertainment? I didn't find it very entertaining. personally. It certainly wasn't biblically accurate. Was it well done? Yes, it was well done. The special effects were, but it might as well have been a Transformer movie. And in many times, I felt I was actually watching a Transformer movie when I was watching these rock monsters. Yeah.
Right. Well, they kind of sounded like Optimus Prime there too. The voice they were trying to use.
So. Exactly.
I was there with you.
Good point.
That's funny. Bob Woloszewski again joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings, talking about Hollywood faith-based films. And you mentioned the movie Exodus is coming out as well. This is another highly anticipated epic film starring Christian Bale. Have you heard anything more about this one?
Yeah, we haven't seen it. We don't know anything about it except just the fact that what you said. There's a movie coming out at Christmas time about Exodus. But the bottom line for me, and it was for Noah, is really how biblically accurate is it? I do believe the Christian community and the Jewish community, if we're talking Old Testament stories, want biblical accurate stories. Well, think about it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make a movie about Harry Potter, and I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but you want to keep with the book. If you're going to make a Twilight film, you're going to keep with the book. If you're going to make a movie about Hunger Games, you're going
to
keep with the book.
You have
How to. Come when you make a movie about Noah, you don't stay with the book? You know. And if they're going to get us to support a film, especially at Christmas time, about Moses and the Exodus, they need to respect the Bible, and because that's what's going to make it for us to be able to solidly recommend it. If it is accurate, and we say, boy, they didn't take... Now, I don't mind extra biblical content. I just don't like anti-biblical content. So, because even in Son of God, which I really, really like, there's a scene where Jesus jumps in the boat with Peter and says something like, let's go change the world, after telling Peter he wants to make him fishers of men. Well, fishers of men is in the Bible, but let's go change the world, you don't find in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Some people were really bothered by that. Not me. I can believe that Jesus wanted Peter to change the world. They did change the world, and he may have said it. It's not anti-biblical, it's extra-biblical.
So, Bob, I have to ask you, you know, when you and your wife get together and you're going to have a date night, do you
rarely go, a movie.
I was going to say, what do you do?
Rarely. She's almost always invited to the movies that I see. Last year, I saw 140 even films last year. The year before, 147. The year before, 151. I keep track of, they're right here by my computer. I keep track of how many films I see every year. And she's invited to just about every single one. I think you could count on one hand how many films she sees with me, because there's not a whole lot that appeal to her.
Well, does she help you come up with your clever rating system too? Usually tying into the film.
You know, I would love to take credit for that, but I have a teammate, a colleague. The Plugged In team is seven of us, and one of the seven writes most of the Plugged In movie review scripts. There's a big secret there, and he just comes up with these little clever. You know, we started along, instead of just saying we give it 2.5 stars out of five. It's a 2.5 whatevers out of or 5 stars out of or 5 somethings out of 5. We like the little somethings, but that's mainly him. I just write a few now and again, but very, very rarely do I write the scripts.
Well, we play a little game here where we try and guess what item you're going to use.
Ahead of time.
Yeah, so
what's
it's
Bob going to give this one?
Yeah, we're kind of trying to guess what you're going to use as the object or whatever. So that's kind of our game that we play.
Well, I'll tell you, and just the whole rating system is a tough one because it's subjective. We know it, and we know that sometimes when we say, and it includes, you know, because of profanity, I knocked this film, and I'm only giving it a 2.5 out of 5. We get letters saying, if there's profanity, it's a 0 out of 5. Well, if every film was a 0 out of 5, you know, then what do you do with the Saws of the world that come out and the Django Unchained? You got to leave some room for some films like that.
Good points. Well, Bob, our time's up with you. We appreciate it, though. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to hearing more of your reviews on the Plugged In Movie Review. God bless you and your ongoing ministry.
Great privilege, guys. Thanks.